In 1982, Jack Treetop Strauss was involved in the World Series of Poker. He had one $25 chip left in the game, but with that chip, he came back and won the whole thing. Someone remarked, "All you need is a chip and a chair," and the phrase became a popular expression. On a sunny Thursday evening at Larson Park in Centerville, the Tornado football team is filling the chairs and benches in a picnic shelter. The team has just finished practice, and they're bonding with a meal of barbecue pork and potato chips.
You know, I think they're excited. I think that they're excited about playing varsity football again. I think the town is excited about playing varsity football. I think moms and dads have really worked with them a lot and explaining what does that mean to the community, what does that mean to the parents, and what it should mean to the school and to the kids. And so, yeah, I think that they're kind of bought into it.
Pat Cease grew up in nearby Irene. He's the head football coach in Centerville. This week's football game is the first event for the school year at Centerville, though classes won't begin for another 4 days. The school is directed by its third superintendent in 3 years. Eric Knight comes to the district from Chester, northwest of Sioux Falls. Knight likes what he sees in his new district, especially the enrollment figures.
You know, we're going to have an enrollment larger than it's been in the last 10 years already this year, and we'll look to those to just continue to grow. And when you do have those numbers, you know, the kids maybe get a little better opportunity, a little more opportunity. But in small towns, things like that are cyclical in nature anyway. And so we're just going to ride the opportunity, provide those opportunities to kids and continue to work hard and continue to work with our great coaches and parents and provide an excellent experience for our kids.
The Tornadoes will need every available body Friday night at Stan Schmidt Field. The return to varsity play puts Centerville against the Cologne Cowboys. A big, very talented team pulls into Centerville, completing a 150-mile one-way trip.
Cowboys! What is your profession?
The Cowboys are dressed in white jerseys with Kelly green pants and helmets. There's not really a swagger to the young men, but it's a very confident team, bringing a sort of lunch pail mentality to the effort tonight. The Centerville team nods to tradition and runs to the field from the high school, crossing Larson Park, past the pool and Tornado Alley Disc Golf Course to get to the field. As they get to the playing surface, Journey's song, "Don't Stop Believing," faintly greets them from the press box. The Tornadoes are in purple jerseys tonight. It's the color the local teams have worn since the late 1920s, when a school vote gave them the name of Purple Tornadoes. There's not a lot of size to the team this year. Players from 7th grade to the senior level are warming up for the game. Head coach Pat Cease says his players are just happy to hit the field.
You know, I think the biggest thing is that we just have, I think it's more about the age level that we have right now, and it's not really about JV or varsity or anything like that. It's more about, you know, the maturity of our kids and where we're at.
Ground here, fellas. Get outside. Ready, set, go!
It's 45 minutes before the 7 p.m. kickoff, so both sets of stands aren't occupied yet. Centerville Superintendent Eric Knight knows his new district and its students have been through a lot lately.
For them not to maybe necessarily have a varsity opportunity in the past, you know, it's kind of, my heart goes out to those kiddos, but at the same time, happy that this group can bring back varsity football to a prideful town that we are, and so I'm excited.
Centerville wins the coin toss and elects to take the football to start the game. The initial drive stalls, and the Tornadoes give up the ball. The best seat at Stan Schmidt Field belongs to a man who spends his days selling insurance from an office on Broadway Street. Describing the action at the field and throughout the town of 900 people is public address announcer Brad Preheim.
There are a lot of people that sit out on their back decks and listen to the games over the public address system, so they ask me to say the score more often because everyone here can see the scoreboard, so I sometimes neglect that, so I've been asked to say the score more often. So that the people listening at home can actually kind of follow the game from their patios. And the goal of that, of course, is as this program continues to move forward, that those people that are watching on their patios are now listening on their patios are now coming to the games and watching in person.
The first quarter and for part of the second quarter, the Tornadoes are hanging tough with the defending 9B state champions. But it's a warm night and a big, experienced opponent, and the Cowboys have a 44-0 lead at halftime. Both teams better get used to this matchup. They're members of the new Great Plains Football Conference. The league includes Corsica Stickney, Tripp Delmont Arthur Andy Central Dakota Christian, Gayville Vollen, and a few other schools in the southeast part of the state. Centerville's high school principal and athletic director, Doug Edberg, says everyone needs to be patient with the Tornadoes as they roll out a new varsity season.
I think just being competitive tonight, our boys going out and giving it all and not giving up early, just understanding that it's going to take a little bit. We're not going to expect a state championship in the next year. We know it's going to take time, and we're very young yet.
Edberg says the Tornadoes need room to grow. He says that's also the case for the new league.
At this time, Great Plains Conference is only football, but yes, that's our intentions. By the 2018-19 season, we will have everything incorporated, cross-country, golf, all the way across the board. We will be in the Great Plains Conference.
Greg Seitz on the recovery for the Cowboys.
Cologne starts the second half 6 points from winning the game through the mercy rule. In high school games in the state, the game's over if one team has a 50-point lead at halftime or takes a lead of 50 points anytime in the second half. Cologne hit that benchmark with a touchdown in the third quarter.
That's the conclusion of tonight's ball game. Thank you for attending. Everyone have a safe trip home.
Of course, those wearing the home purple and gold are disappointed in the result, but Doug Edberg says this is a team that will show improvement that will be in a lot of its games this season.
You know, you look at our schedule overall, out of the eight teams, we have six teams that are going to be very comparable to what we are. So we're very pleased. You know, before we were playing eight games where all the teams were bigger than us. So now at least we have three-fourths of our schedule opponents about the same as ours.
The Tornadoes and Cowboys plan to share pizza at the high school after the game. Under the bylaws of the new conference, the home team has to feed the visiting team. Coach sees Doug Edberg, the 22 members of the Tornado football team, and its fans now get ready for Scotland, Gayville Vollen, and the rest of this year's schedule. They're hoping for a few wins on the varsity slate, but all they really want, when you get down to it, is a place to play, a level playing field against their opponents, and a chance to be competitive. In short, all they want, all they need, is a chip and a chair. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Centerville.